on their way, here to slay, but they need some help. They need some help.
Let's try the intuition test.
Okay. Wait.
I'm going to count to three, and then after... Hello. I'm going to count to three. After three, when you feel like you should clap at the same time, do it.
Okay.
One, two, three. Try again. Okay. One, two...
Wait, I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
One, two, three. Wait.
Whoa.
Our periods are synced.
Yeah. Anyways.
Our periods are sunken together.
Today my costume is the Balenciaga burglar, and this is Poppy.
Today is Trolls Boys World Tour. I think I already wore this on a podcast episode back at...
You're Phineas.
And Ferb? Or like...
Just Phineas from Ferb. Phineas and Ferb. Phineas, well, I guess they both wear the same outfit.
Oh, also, welcome back to our podcast.
You can listen to this podcast every
Wednesday. And also, you can watch it on Fridays.
I got a comment on my Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader video, and it was like, wow, you're fucking stupid. It's not funny being stupid. And then they went to my TikTok, like, anyone else can't stand this dumb girl? Like, what the fuck?
Let's go into what I wrote down. I think that...
What do I do with my hands?
I don't know. Okay, so, like, obviously... This is, like, weird coming from me because, like, I'm a man. Like, we get it. But I think that mansplaining is okay sometimes.
And
because I'm fucking stupid. Like, what the fuck is a Bitcoin? Treat me like... Sit me down. Treat me like a literal five-year-old and
I
tell
don't
me.
Agree with the statement. Mansplaining's not okay. It's okay if you have a... Like, okay. No. Because I... Listen. Mansplaining's not okay. And I was just thinking... Mansplaining's not okay! I was just thinking... I was just with my... producer, because I have a song coming out, he was explaining something to me, and there was something I didn't know, and in my head, I was like, he's about to explain it to me, even though I didn't ask, and then he didn't, and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing, and at the end, I was like, what does that mean, and he's like, I'm glad you asked, but I didn't want to explain if you already knew, and it was so nice that he didn't mansplain, like, don't fucking mansplain, I don't give a shit, if I don't know what it means, then I'll fucking ask.
No, my thing is, so I, like, live with a bunch of men, and it's nice, because it's like, you're a man, do the work. Go to war on Google.
Girl, what man's doing the work in your house?
The people that visit. No, but it's like, I like literally this. Okay, so there's photographers that are our house. Aaron and Dante, hello. I know you don't watch the podcast, even though you say you do. No, I'm just kidding. I don't even think they've said that. I think I'm just lying. But anyways.
Can I say hi individually to all your roommates?
Yeah.
Hi, Gasper. Hi, FM. Hi, Evan. Hi, Koi. Hi, Koi's girlfriend.
Talia. I love her.
Hi, Talia. Hi.
Aaron.
Hi, Dante. Hi, Ian.
Yeah.
You want to say hi to mine?
Yeah. Hi, Cece.
You forgot someone.
Hi, Alan.
You forgot someone else.
Hi, Ayahuasca.
You forgot one more person. Emelina.
Anyways, no, but, like, these guys are staying with us, and, like, he just looked like he... I mean, come on. You always do that. He looks like he would know about Bitcoin. Like, you're a man that... I mean, let me fucking speak.
Sorry. Oh. Mansplaining is okay.
Now you're mansplaining. No, I don't think
you're manspreading.
I'm literally crossed with my little pussy up, like...
Your tight little puss.
My tight little hole is, like, closed and not
open
for business.
Do you have fat puss lips?
Yeah, they hang. Wait, let me speak. Now you're man talking over me.
Why are you calling me a man?
Because, well, just shh. Woman. It's not that I agree with mansplaining. It's that, just tell me. Like, I don't want to have to do any research. And I also am like, you know that girl on TikTok that does the news, but she explains it like you're 5 years old? Yeah. I love her. I would not know a single thing about anything. She, like, explains the government shutdown. Maybe she doesn't actually talk to people like they're 5 years old, but that's how it feels like. It's not that I want mansplaining. I just want to be talked to like I'm stupid because I want to be able to actually understand. And that's what it takes. For me to be able to understand.
I don't want anything explained to me unless I fucking ask, because most of the time if you explain something to me and I didn't ask, I'm not listening.
Well, I asked.
You just said you don't ask and they just do it.
Well, it's like both.
Let's end this with our statements. Mansplaining's not okay.
Mansplaining is
from
okay.
A man, he thinks mansplaining's okay.
Maybe it's like fairy splaining. Like, explain it to the fairy and don't do it to woman. Anyways,
so I wish Pitch Perfect was an underground movie.
Why?
So I could do the
the riff off and people wouldn't really know where it's from.
Yeah, then people would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, because then it would look like I literally made that mashup. Let's try it. How does it go?
The way that Gianni and Jenna are looking. How does it start?
Oh, that's not the riff off. That's when they got good.
Fucking what's the now riff off?
It's ladies of the 80s.
How does it start?
It starts off with, is it like a virgin?
I know this.
You like guys, a virgin.
No, it doesn't.
I watch this scene every single day.
What is it?
Every single day.
It's, you're so fine. And no, that she cuts her off
you're
to
so
do that
fine.
Song. No, she cuts her off to do that. Or him off. How does it start?
Fuck, guys.
It starts with Ladies of the 80s, the second round of songs about sex.
Yeah.
So the first
one. A little bit.
Think about sex. We have to do it right now.
How does it start? Like, we easily could look it up, but. No, the copyright. Do it real fast.
I'll just hear the first second, and then we'll
Anna, Anna Kendrick's going to walk through this door and get really fucking pissed.
I will push her down the stairs.
I'm like sweating.
I always lie on my Ubers and say that I'm going on set to film with Anna Kendrick, and I'm like, she's such a bitch. Like, I hate working with Anna Kendrick. And they're like, what? I always think she's good in movies. And I'm like, yeah, she's talented, but, like, on set, she's a monster.
I don't want copyright.
That was a commercial.
Yeah, but there's still a song in it.
Where am I? I'm on the farm.
Life on the farm. Hold on.
Jordan, the We Are Verified riff-off. He needs to rent
get
out
an inflatable pool for us.
I will. Why is it not living?
Megan Trainor X Meg Thee Stallion riff-off. Ready, I'll start. You know I'm all about that bass. I'll slow it down so you can think of something. You know I'm all about that bass. Oh.
Yeah.
Hurry!
Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so
fine, and you're mine.
But I'll be yours till the end of time, because you make me feel, yeah, you make me feel so shiny and new. Ooh,
like a virgin.
Touched for the very first time, like the one in me.
Emmy.
That's okay. I'm watching Pitch Perfect tonight.
Pitch Perfect's a really good movie. One time, we got drunk with Brittany and we put on Pitch Perfect and I hid her keys. Cause she's not leaving through.
Why don't you hit me?
I'm talking. I'm doing background vocals.
Hit me with your best shot. When was I? Was I giving you a speech with music on in the back?
Was it when you were mad at me for the honey mustard?
No.
Oh.
It was when I was pretending to be Southern.
I put a cowboy instrumental
that?
On.
No, that
when
was
we
when
we woke up at 6 a.m.
No, that's when I flicked you and you said, you killed her. And then you started, like, going on.
No, that was a different one. He flicked me in the face. Okay, basically, like, I've never met a funnier person than me when I wake up still drunk at 6 a.m. But, like, Ian flicked me in the face and I was literally for, like, 10 minutes being like, I died, she's dead, you killed her. And then I put on cowboy instrumental and I don't remember who he was.
We need to do a hungover in bed podcast, like a that would be fun.
I won't be able to turn my body. I'll have to talk like this when I'm hungover. I have to do this
into your pillow.
I just had to lay.
Emmy took baton lessons.
I did take baton lessons in second grade, Miss Donahue, and I remember oh my god, no, it was so bad. I didn't really, sorry Miss Donahue, you, I think she was a bitch, but I was like,
who
was seven.
Your worst teacher?
Miss Tianich, you're a bitch. Sorry.
I like...
My fourth grade teacher, she told me maybe Bridget wouldn't be friends by next year, which was fifth grade. I'm still Bridget's friend, and we were friends in kindergarten, and now
that's
we're
crazy.
Still friends. And Miss Tianich took away Bridget's pistachios, wouldn't let Bridget eat the cereal, didn't let us sit next together to watch Nim's Island. Literally, oh my god, made me move my... She's like, Miss... Oh my god, they gave everyone in the class fucking Fruity Pebbles,
except
but me and Bridget.
Wow. I hate when teachers do that. Like, don't be a teacher if you're going to be a bitch. Like, why are you going to be an asshole to, like, literal 10-year-olds? Like, get a different job.
Oh, my God.
Like, get a child and torture the child. Like, don't do it to a group of them.
She shoved me in the corner.
She shoved you in a... Wait, did she lock you in a closet?
No, that was a different one.
Who was that?
Oh, I'll say that in a moment. No, Miss Tiana shoved me in a corner and, like, make me read the Stupid Girl book and, like, wouldn't help me, so I didn't really know.
What's the Stupid Girl book?
Like, everyone would read a book, but I didn't know how to read, so I had to read the other book.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, it was called Stupid Girl.
Stupid Girl book. My other teacher locked... Oh, my God, I was just talking about the teacher who made me go in the chair and, like, hold my arm up with my blindfold on. Did I tell you that? Hold on. So one of my teachers locked me in a closet. It was okay. Wait.
My the way that everyone behind the camera just went.
Whatever. I went to public school. It had carpet in the lunchroom. My communications teacher. I loved her though. Like she was nice. So I don't care. But I like can't present. Well, I probably could now if I tried. But I had really horrible social anxiety. So I would either crack up, like wheeze laugh, like when I can't stop. You know that. I would do that, or I'd cry. Or my face would get really red, and I wouldn't talk, and I'd, like, whisper and mumble. But this time, I was, like, presenting... Sorry. Me and Bridget had to read lyrics as if they were, like, poetry. Not lyrics.
Okay.
And we chose a One Direction song, and we were standing... And, like, in communications, there was, like, a lift... What's it called? Not a stage. There's just higher up, whatever. So we're standing up there trying to, like, seriously read a One Direction song and not, like, laugh.
There's a fucking fire going outside. Like, guys, get it together.
Sorry, guys. We're still waiting on our studio. It should be in the next 2 weeks. Anyways, so you were standing there presenting the One Direction song.
Yeah, and then I, like, did the thing where I'm, like, reading, and I'm... Wait, what's, like, a lyric from Little Things? Whatever. I'm just like, your hand fits in mine.
That sounds then, fucked up.
Yeah, and
they're
I was...
like, even though you're fat and ugly, I love you.
Like, yeah, they're what? Like, damn, bitch, you don't fit into your fucking pants.
They're like,
fat.
Damn, bitch, you're too big for your jeans. That's fucked up. Literally, they literally say, like, you can never love yourself the way I do. That's, like, some manipulation shit. Anyway, so you were reading the lyrics.
I would go to... What's that craft store?
I mean, finish the story.
I was reading the lyrics, okay. And I started, like, trying to read them. I was, like, looking at my paper this close. I shoved my head in a box in 6th grade. Remind me to say that. I'll get to that. Sorry, I have a lot of talking today. I have slept 1 hour in the past 2 days. 2 days? 1.5?
Same thing.
Anyways, I had the paper this close to my face because I was getting nervous, so it was literally like this. And I was sitting there, like doing that because I was laughing. And then Bridget started laughing, and, like, we couldn't get any words out. And I started crying from how hard I was laughing in front of my whole class. And my teacher was like, okay, like, let's try again. And I, like, stopped and then, like, restarted and started cracking up again. And then she told us to go in the closet and said we couldn't come out until we stopped laughing. But I literally laughed for, like, 15 minutes. And then I asked if I'd come
like
out.
Like a
and she
dark
said,
closet?
Yeah. Like a literal closet. And then I like, me and Bridget were just in the closet cracking up, and the whole class could probably hear us just going, tee-hee-hee. But then I was like, can I come out? And she was like, not yet, because I was still laughing.
Did you, like, tell your mom?
No. And like, then I have another thing. Hold on.
I only had one, like, really horrible teacher, but I can't talk about it.
Why?
Because, like, it was a teacher at the school that my mom teaches at.
Can I overtalk for a second? You can
yeah.
say no.
Yeah,
you I don't can. Want everyone to yell at me.
No, talk.
I'm gonna talk a lot for a second.
Okay.
I got out of the closet. I laughed again. She told me to sit down, and I failed it. Anyways, I had another teacher in 8th grade. He was a fucking asshole. You suck. I'm not gonna say your name. I stole your fucking book, bitch. I still have it. But I literally was like, I'm. How old are you in 8th grade? 12. I was 12.
I think 13, right? Because freshman's 14.
I was 13 freshman year.
Oh really? When did you graduate? 17.
17.
Oh okay.
Graduated young because I'm young. Just kidding. That's like a normal age to graduate. No, but I would, like, draw the One Direction logo at the top of my papers because I'm an 8th fucking grade, bitch. And he called my mom and was like, your daughter, blah, blah, blah. And my mom went off. She served that day. She's like, my fucking kid's 12, bitch. If she wants to draw One Direction on the paper, she'll do it. And then I stole his book because he's a bitch. What was the other teacher? Oh, I shoved my head in a box. She took my chips. Just my 6th grade teacher. Oh my god, my friend asked if she was pregnant and she wasn't.
Oh my god, wait, one time when I was in junior year, we had, like, computers and we could, like, message each other, like, on the computer, but we didn't realize that our teacher could, like, see it. And he, like, said something, and then my friend messaged my other friend and said, oh my god, he deadass called you out. And then the teacher, like, slammed the laptop in her hand and was like, go to the principal. And then he was like, she called me a dead ass. Like, she was making threats, like, calling me dead. Like, saying that, like I think he, like, thought it was a threat. Like, he thought that her saying dead ass was, like, a threat. Which is, like, very embarrassing. I would be really embarrassed.
Class.
They have to take what?
Technology class.
No.
We
didn't really have a computer lab. It was all, like, I don't even think, no, my school didn't have that.
The kid that was in my technology class mooned the teacher.
Never mind.
What?
I used to flash my ass in the hallway sometimes, but just
you
to my
flash
friend.
Your ass in Target.
But like it was, there was no
he
other
had
kids.
He stuck his ball out of his boxers just like 2 days ago and waited there, and I didn't even notice. And then I was like, why is he standing here staring at me? And I just figured it was out.
It was funny.
In 6th grade.
Did you not laugh very hard?
I did.
Exactly.
In 6th grade, I don't know what's wrong with me.
That's like for not an episode of this. I think that's
first
like
of all, the we therapist. Had a, I don't remember what I was like freshman year maybe. No, I was still in middle school. I don't know, maybe I wasn't. Anyways, I tried painting Simon Cowell.
Why?
I don't know. Like if we had to paint something, I was like Simon Cowell.
That was like the options. Why didn't you paint like One Direction if you liked them? You painted Simon Cowell.
We could have painted anything. I don't know. And then in sixth grade, she's like, do a presentation on someone you admire. Who the fuck do you think I picked?
Adam Sandler.
George Lopez. And then Ian. I couldn't read, and I didn't understand what she was fucking saying to me. She's like, you need to do this for the assignment class. And everyone's like, yeah, that's what we need to do. And I'm sitting around like, what the fuck did this bitch say? I guess we had to bring in objects in a box of, like, this is, like, things that, like, George Lopez liked. I didn't know that, and I didn't bring any objects, so the day of, I tried to make them all out of paper. And I made a baseball out of paper.
You made a paper baseball?
I made every object that I brought out of paper.
What was it?
I don't remember.
What is George Lopez like? Obviously, you didn't baseball. Do your research enough.
I think I just guessed. I was like, he's a man, he likes baseball. I made a paper baseball. Everything in my box was made of paper. And I start pulling them out, I'm like, George Lopez likes baseball. And then she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I don't know. And then I shoved my head in the box in front of my whole class.
Were you, like, embarrassed? So you just shoved your head in the box?
Yes. Wait, is it in a little box? I'm crying. I need to show you what it looked like.
I don't know if there's a box.
There has to be a box.
There's no boxes.
There's a box behind Gianni.
It's full. There's a heavy.
It has PR.
I have heart.
That is
so I almost said I have heartworms. So I did this. Thank you. So like...
Oh, wait.
So I was... Where?
You're literally directly towards the camera, so you're funny.
So, like, pretend these are pieces of paper. I was like, and also I mumbled. I was like, really? I'm crying. I like mumbled when I would talk, and I whispered too because I was nervous. So, This is exactly what the presentation looked like. Sorry. And I was reading it off of something. So, like, pretend
this. Was it in the box?
Yeah, like, I had my objects in the box. I'm standing, pretend me standing in a really fucked up outfit. I have no torso. I look like SpongeBob at prom. Like, I literally just looked fucked up. Like, I looked weird. Okay. So, like, weird girl standing in front of class. I'm like, George Lopez liked baseball. And then I pulled, like, my paper baseball out. And then she was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I literally went,
So you hid in the box?
I want these masks. For like a minute. I was sitting there like, oh my god.
Did you think you would like disappear? Bitch.
I don't know. I thought something. For sure. She also, bitch, everyone in that, why did all my teachers hate me? Everyone in that class.
My teachers hated the fuck out of me. Even like Sunday school teachers, like literally they'd call my mom and be like, Ian punched a kid in the face. And I'd be like, I didn't. And the other kid would be like, I didn't. Like, they just
did you?
No, they just didn't like me.
Did you?
No, I actually didn't. I wasn't physical, I was just mean. But that was a defense mechanism. I feel like every, like...
My defense mechanism was...
Shoving your head in a box? Box.
Goodness. That same teacher, everyone gotta bring snacks in. I brought my bag of chips, and I thought I was so sly. Like, I'm like, I'm opening them before class. I'm gonna put them in my desk like this so I could reach it and take it like that and go...
Were you not allowed to eat snacks in class?
I guess not, because she took my fucking chips rule. And ate them.
Like, why is that? I know someone who couldn't even drink water in her class.
Get your own fucking chips, Ms.
Rangelovic. I know someone that wasn't allowed to drink anything, like, water in her class. Why?
She was my fitness teacher, but she wasn't fit. But she literally...
That's worse.
She wasn't! Ask my class!
Go pull them up on Zoom. What do you mean, ask your class? Like, let me just go through your fucking high school's Instagram.
Bleep out her name when I say it. I'm calling Taylor.
Fix up.
Do you think Miss was fit?
Was fit?
Yeah, like, do you think she should have been teaching fitness class?
No.
Okay, thank you. That is your proof. That was my classmates.
I believe you.
One of my three friends all throughout school.
I had one.
Who?
I'm not going to say their name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Meal deal?
Yeah, meal meal. So what's been new with you? I feel like we haven't talked about, like, what's been going on.
I feel like we haven't
on.
Said a single sentence.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. Literally, like, watching the podcast back is actually fucking horrifying. Like, the second stop.
Are you kidding?
Just the second you stop talking, you're trying to smack the table, fling right. your coffee
Everyone's
in the mic.
Everyone's gonna yell at me. I'm gonna be quiet for 5 minutes, go.
No, don't be quiet
no,
for five
I'm scared.
Minutes. That's too far. What was I even saying? Oh, every time we film the podcast, I black out completely. Like, I'm, like, looking at my body. I'm so zoned out. I don't know a single word that's coming out of my mouth. When I, like, watch it back and listen, I'm like, I cannot believe that, like, I didn't say to cut that out. I'm like, fuck, like, it's too late now. I'm like, I can't. I have to, like, start listening to it, like, more care. I don't know why I said that in slow motion. Listening to it. I need to, like, I don't know. I, like, don't know what's going on. What have you been up to, though, besides not sleeping? Emmy did not sleep.
Well, this morning when I worked out, I was on the treadmill watching Pete Davidson being unfiltered. And I kept going to part one, part two, part three.
Was he really unfiltered?
He's so funny. I'm going to watch more later.
I was watching Squid Game. Have you guys watched Squid Game?
I can't.
It's so good.
It's very gory.
It's so good. It's really gory. But I have a bone to pick with Netflix. Like, personally, like, let me pick the bone up. No. Netflix, like, just tell if it's gonna be a good fucking show or if it's gonna be bad. Because, literally, like, the thing with Squid Game is not to be, like, super, like, vintage and indie.
Wait, if you're gonna spoil it, say it.
Oh, I'm not gonna spoil anything, by the way. Well, no. No.
This is my last word.
I'm not gonna spoil it. Although, well, if they watch the fucking trailer or 2 seconds and they know that people die, like, that's the whole point of, the show. So, I saw a trailer for it, like, the very first day it came out, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this looks so good, I have to watch it.
Wait, but did you hear about it on TikTok, or did you see it on Netflix?
I just saw it on Netflix, because I was visiting my friend Armani. Hello, Armani. I think he actually listens to this.
Hi, Armani.
And we were having Slaycation, and we were trying to figure out what to eat with our cereal, and then we saw that, and we were like, oh, that looks good. And so, we were gonna watch it, but it's like, save the last two fucking episodes at least to not, and then, which was so annoying, I'm mid watching it and I'm like, oh, like this one girl is like serve girl. I don't really know her name because like it's all subtitles
main
and
girl?
I like can't, like, yeah, one
the
of the main girls.
Post?
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, like she serves. Let me go to her Instagram. And then I like saw the other cast Instagram and I wasn't even done with the show. And the first thing I saw on one of like the many people I like was really looking, so don't think I'm like trying to spoil, was like, throwback to right before my character got fucking shot in the face and murdered and stabbed and killed and fucking drowned and came on. And I was like, girl, like, this just came out 5 days ago. Like, why are they allowed to post, like, spoilers? And
because
like,
that's the culture.
No. They're, what does that mean? And, like, they literally, like, posted a clip of, like, on their Instagrams of, like, the final people in the Squid Game. And it's, like, the whole point of the show is, like, who's gonna make it to the end? Why are you posting it just came out. Like, give us, I don't wanna watch it all in one fucking day. It's too much work.
Something's coming.
A Google Fest?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, me and Emmy are gonna go to the woods and do ayahuasca.
Oh, I had a crisis when I was, like, okay, I worked
at the same one, too, which is crazy.
Were we friends yet?
No.
When I was, like, 17 or 18, I worked at Bonefish Grill. Shout out Bonefish Grill. Very good place to eat. Hello, Brittany. Hello, Matt. Hello, Liz.
Do you think
hello. Maybe Brittany does. Matt, maybe.
Hey, guys. Hey, Bonefish.
Miss you guys
staff.
Really bad. Really bored, honestly.
Give me some rice.
I loved working at Bonefish Grill.
It
was a movie
too.
For real.
I loved working. Actually, I hated a lot of my jobs, but I liked the last job. I hate saying that, though, because then people are like, you don't work a real job now, you fucking...
Yeah, everyone shut the fuck up. I had 4 jobs at once. Fuck you, bitch! I started working when I was 13, because
I was
babysitting,
yeah.
And then I was a nanny for 5 years! And then I worked at a cupcake place, a vegan bakery, Bonefish Grill, Office Max. I was dog walker. I was nanny. I was babysitter. I literally don't want to hear a fucking single fucking word.
I did the same thing. Like, I literally worked so fucking... I worked Chipotle. this like chicken restaurant. I worked at a daycare. I worked at my church. I was a nanny, babysitter person. I did dog sitting too. I did all this shit. There's probably so much more that I'm forgetting. And it's like, girl, I used to put in work just so I could buy some Starbucks.
Yeah.
And do nothing.
Ian can confirm that I worked 4 jobs.
Yeah, this bitch literally would call me and she'd be like, yeah, I've been up since 3 a.m. And I would be like, girl, what? It's like 11 p.m. And she'd be like, yeah. She literally would go to like 4 different jobs in one day.
So I don't want to hear a peep out of your mouth.
Sorry that we enjoyed our last jobs.
Yeah, first of all that. Second of all, obviously it's such a privilege to like not have to do that now. Like, yeah. We never said it wasn't. So when people have to comment dumb shit like that, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Because it's like we've, like, yeah. And sometimes I'm like, girl, I might still have to do that. So, like, I'm not out of there yet. I'm not out of there yet, girl. You might see me at your local fucking Starbucks.
If you work, which, honestly, I'll work at Starbucks with you.
I know.
I feel like I could have, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and if you wouldn't got a job at Starbucks, I'd be like, I'm bored. I probably should.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. When I was, like, 17 or 18 at Bonefish Grill, in my worst depressive episode I've ever been in, probably, I literally had a coworker named Tony. Hey, Tony, you definitely don't watch this. He smelled so delicious all the time. But he would do ayahuasca, and he told me about it, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Then I looked it up, and it's some drug you can do in Peru. And, like, I don't know. It makes you just, like, you, like, throw up, and, like, you, like, I guess, like, a alien planted a crystal in his head. I don't really know. Basically, I had a whole crisis. I was like, I'm saving up all my money and going to Peru and doing ayahuasca.
I, like, had an obsession with, like, researching, like, hallucinogenics, even though, like, I knew I was way too, like, mentally ill to do them, because apparently, like, if you're, like, not in the right mental space, it can, like, fuck you up, and, like, I literally, like, I, like, just was thinking about how, like, this whole building could tip over and, like, thought it was gonna happen, so I definitely, like, could never, like, do hallucinogenics ever, but I was obsessed with them for a while. I also used to watch this girl that, like, it was, like, a whole weed channel, and she would just, like, smoke weed in every single one of her videos, even though I didn't. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
She was, like, a teenage girl, or, like, maybe, like, a little... She was definitely younger.
She had black hair?
I'm not sure. Do you know Brandy? It was, like, before a bunch of...
Brandy.
The edible girl that doesn't make
up. That's what I was thinking.
No, it's not her. It was... She was, like, one of the first, like, weed smoker YouTubers. Like, when, like, weed wasn't even, like, legal where she was, like, smoking all the time. But I loved her, and I didn't even smoke weed, and I was, like... I like this girl, but I used to watch so many videos about drugs. I also watched that Viceland show with that nerdy guy that's like, today I'm going to be doing heroin. And then, like, and then I'm like, oh. No, he, like, just goes to different places and, like, I think he might have done ayahuasca. He did something where, like, a shaman was, like, doing stuff and he was, like, vomiting and, like, and, like, yeah, and, like, eating dirt.
Why would Rebel Wilson lie about her age? Do you see that? And she's not Australian.
Rebel Wilson's...
Oh, no, she is. No, she isn't.
Rebel Wilson lied about her age?
Yeah, she lied.
I saw this whole thing about Rebel Wilson. Wait, this is, like, actually, like, super problematic.
Are you on Rebel Wilson Reddit?
You are not on fucking Reddit.
I don't know how to use Reddit.
I don't know either. See, that's a man thing. I need someone to mansplain Reddit to me because I don't understand. Doesn't make sense. And I'm sure people who use Reddit would mansplain it to me.
Who's texting me?
That's not important. Or film it. Girl, it's not like you can fucking see. I mean, smashed her phone.
Yes.
Anyways. What were we talking about? Oh, Rebel Wilson. Apparently, this isn't even, like, a conspiracy theory. I guess, like, she confirmed it. Like, Rebel Wilson is, like, everyone is mad at her because she literally, like, gained a bunch of weight to get all her roles and then lost all the weight and was like, I was just trying to, like, fit the, like, funny, like, bigger girl trope. Like, that's the only reason that, like,
well,
she, like, kept the weight on, I guess. I guess she literally gained weight for roles, and then once she realized that people were taking her more seriously, she lost the weight. And so everyone's, like, mad at her.
Do I look like Cody Ko?
Yes.
With my hair.
Yeah, with your hair right now, yeah, for sure.
I'm not taking it off. You can have a back view.
Do I look like Cody Ko?
Kind of.
The palm trees are swaying. Somebody's here. Ayahuasca.
I mean, you can't do that.
Why?
I actually don't think you can do that.
Can I talk? Do you think it's appropriate for me to say I'm ayahuasca? And, like, have a character like that? Is that, like, offensive? I don't know.
I don't think so.
There might be a big ayahuascan community watching us.
And I wanted to do it.
Wait. Is it, like, related to a culture?
I no. think it is.
I don't
related
think
to culture.
So.
I also don't think you have to go to Cuba to do it.
You have to go to like. you have to leave North America because it's not legal. And you have to do it like with a shaman.
But fucking meth isn't illegal.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like, no, legal? like there's places to legally do ayahuasca.
I saw one where you lick a frog.
Yeah.
But
you lick a frog.
And that's you get so fucked fun. Up.
Anyways.
I want to lick a frog and get fucked. Not. Not like
I
that.
I want to lick a frog and get fucked. Like, what the fuck?
Not like that.
I watched. Okay, yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. I actually didn't even start. I was saying it in my head.
Just so, what are you saying?
I'm sweating. confession, kaputty. My thighs are sticking together.
Okay.
What was I saying?
I don't know, because you said I. You literally just said, oh, I was going to say that. I said it in my head. I didn't say that.
Yesterday,
what was I saying?
Yesterday, I woke up at 6 a.m. Then I, like, worked out, and then me, Matt, and Ian went on errands and to Gratitude Cafe. And then
you were a burger, bitch. I was gracious.
No, it was mushroom.
No, that's she just said burger.
No,
the whole thing of Gratitude.
It wasn't a burger.
I mean, that's not the thing.
Oh! Well, I was loved.
Did they say that with your drink?
My tea.
They're supposed to, like, at Gratitude Cafe, which, like, the food was kind of shit. So, like, Matt, that was a really bad suggestion. Like, he wanted to go just because it was, like, LA influencer eat. But you'll order something and they'll be like...
Do you guys like squash?
Matt said, do you guys like squash? We said, no, girl. I don't want to be at a fucking vegan place. I literally ate like coconut bacon. What is that? It was like falling off. It was disgusting. Anyways, the whole like point of the place is supposed to be like you order something and each thing is like, I am blank. And one of them was like, I am grateful. And they handed it to me and Matt and they were like, you are gracious. You are gracious.
And I was a fucking chicken burger.
And that means people are like, chicken burger?
Yeah, they didn't, like, give me, like, the...
Like, the whole point, like, if the food's gonna be shitty, like, give me the experience.
Give me the zhuzh I need. I got a fucking mushroom sandwich that was supposed to be, like, fake chicken. And I thought it was chicken and mushrooms, because I didn't know we were at a vegan place, honestly.
Yeah, I didn't really know it was vegan, too.
And I, like, picked it out, because I couldn't chew it, and I looked at it, I said, what the fuck? It looked like fucked up chicken feet.
It was gross.
Yeah, I had hair in my mouth.
What were you saying, by the way? Like,
yeah.
How's the hair tasting?
I care. yesterday, yeah, we went did all that. Then I got home, and then I was like, Matt dropped me off at Walgreens, and I had to get paper towels and toilet paper. And I was like, I can't go to Target because we know what happens. I went to Walgreens, and then I.
You sound like a 45-year-old mom. I was so bad at Target today. I got this candle. I've been so bad. Don't even get me started when I get into TJ Maxx and see all the raids on. You got a candle? Okay.
And what a mini vacuum. Wait, let me get to it. I went to Walgreens to get toilet paper towels because I was like, I can't go to Target. And then I got upstairs and realized I bought 2 packs of toilet paper. So I have like 18-year-old toilet paper if you need any. But.
No, I've done that with toilet paper, or with paper towels. I think it's toilet paper, and then I just have paper towels, and I'm like, I guess I'm wiping my ass with this tonight because
you
I don't want to go.
Paper towels?
I do. And it works.
Okay.
You wet them. I wet all my things.
Well, that's still a paper towel. It's just a wet one. It's a wet paper towel.
Do you guys... Wait, sorry. Talk. Sorry, I'm cutting you off. Keep talking.
Get toilet paper wet and wipe your ass?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't until you told me
I talked about this a while ago. When you're, like, at a public restroom and you're, it's, like a own thing, do you wet the toilet paper and then wipe your ass? Or do you just... You guys don't wet it? Yes, it is actually very normal. Thank you very much, because I am cleanly.
Who else does it that you know? Before you told them to?
I know someone that said that they did it with their own spit.
So that's not the same thing.
Someone out there has to do that. No, like, if you're at a place, an establishment, and you go into the bathroom, and it's just the stall with the sink and, like, everything in it, and it's just you in the bathroom, I wet the toilet paper and then wipe my ass with it to clean it. That's, like, cleanly, right? Because I was saying this, like, yeah. if you were to get shit on your hand, or, like, on your arm, okay, you wouldn't just take a napkin and go, and then just, like, keep going with your day. You'd, like, wet it and soap it. So that's what I do with my ass. I wet it, and then I do that.
I didn't know anything else on the Starbucks menu until the first time you came to visit me.
I mean, you're literally...
I learned this the first time you came to visit me that you did this.
I just sorry.
No, continue. No, no. That like that was the end. Like just wipe. I just wet my asshole.
I thought that the Starbucks menu was only a vanilla bean frappuccino and whatever was on the like board. I didn't know there was more. Like
you
I
thought that the Starbucks menu was only a vanilla bean frappuccino.
And what else was on the board? The menu board.
Oh, just like what was on the board?
Yeah, I thought that was all the Starbucks had. And
like the drinks that have pictures?
Yeah, and then when you came to visit me, you ordered something that wasn't on it, and I was like, in my head, I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, me too, I want that. And that's when I discovered there's more than that. And I literally, we were drinking, when Ian came to visit me for the time, we drank caramel iced coffees every single morning. And I have never shat that much. And then oh my god, we were disgusting. We would like drink coffee and then eat like Chipotle and Wendy's every day.
Yeah.
I almost crashed. Remember when we got fried pickles and then threw up in the parking lot?
Yeah. No, the thing with, I will I never, just in the Starbucks, intersection. Starbucks, I love you. I can never go to another place that's not Starbucks. Matt tries to make me go to those like places when I was watching Quentin's like Cat. I do like that. But like a local coffee shop, like you're just a bitch. Like if you work there, like you're working at a local coffee shop because you want to be like a pretentious ass bitch. I walk in, I'm like,
you need a job. What the fuck are you saying?
No, because they like they take themselves to you. I walk in, I'm like, can I get a caramel macchiato? She says, we don't do caramel syrup here.
Remember when
I said, I'm going home. I said, are you a fucking, I'm sorry, like, that you don't have caramel. She was like, we don't have caramel syrup here.
We got coffee.
Just make me a coffee.
Told us it tastes like fentanyl.
Yeah.
We were, like, ordering, and Ian was like, is that good? And she's like, it tastes like fentanyl.
Why did she say that?
What does fentanyl taste like?
It did taste like fentanyl.
Why do you know what fentanyl tastes like?
Let's move on to the next segment.
Okay, so I didn't finish the first story.
What was the first story?
Also, I think if you work at a local coffee shop that you serve...
Cinnamon muffins. Be fucking mean. Sorry that we don't know the menu. Like, everyone goes to Starbucks or Dunkin'. So, like, if I'm going to a new place, like, just don't be an asshole. And why is it $13? And maybe that's just LA. It's like, why is it $13? That's why I don't
remember
go to
that coffee diamond place I went and got.
That's me and Matt went there again.
Had?
Yeah, it was $12. Why? Yeah. Why am I spending $12?
The Spencewa S'mores Frappuccino comes out next month.
Actually?
Yeah.
Did you guys get him that? Did you guys see that?
Get him that.
The Spencewa has a Frappuccino. Like, actually.
No.
I'm lying. I'm sorry. I can't remember.
Emmy, I was doing so good.
I know. I just feel so guilty. Anyways, so I went to Walgreens, and then I didn't... We were lying. Yep. We didn't have paper towels. Me what? And Cece.
Oh.
I'm back to that story. I didn't have paper towels. I was like, I have to go to Target now. But then I was like, I can't move. Because I, whatever. Basically, I had to take my Adderall because I didn't take it in the morning and I had so much stuff to get done. I was like, it's, like, short term. It should wear off. And I fully knew it wouldn't and I knew I was going to stay up. But I took it at 7 p.m. And then I went to Target, got my paper towels, got so distracted, bought so many things, spent so much money. Then I was like, well, my car is so dirty and I bought this mini vacuum. I have to clean my car. So I cleaned my car for 3 hours. And then I was like, well, if I clean the inside of my car, I have to clean the outside of my car. So then I went to get the car washed. And then I did do karaoke in my car too.
Okay.
I fixed my car with karaoke microphone.
Oh, good.
Then I went back and I was like, if I have a clean car, I can't have a dirty house. So then I started cleaning my house, but I had to start from the bathroom because I couldn't start from the front door because then I wouldn't finish. So then I cleaned my bathroom and then I like kind of gave up for a second and then I put on dance. No, I put on, what did I watch before that?
I don't know. I didn't, I wasn't with you.
Whatever. I cleaned my house. Then it was like 6 a.m. I'm literally like, maybe 5. Anyways, I put on Dancing with the Stars, and I made a collage, a really big one. Everyone vote for JoJo Siwa. We can all get 10 votes each. I didn't go to bed until around 9 a.m., slept for about an hour.
Okay, so you could have said, I cleaned my car, I cleaned my house, and then I couldn't sleep.
And I made a collage.
And you made a collage.
And vote for JoJo Siwa.
You could have said that.
Vote for JoJo Siwa on Dancing
with
the Stars.
You do the same thing that my boyfriend does. You talk, like this isn't like supposed to be like mean, but, and I do it too. And I'm so guilty of it. Like, we talk like fucking second graders who are like, is literally, he shows me this picture of a pig at like 3 p.m. And it's 7 at night. And we're just laying down. He goes, baby, that pig was so chubby. And I was like, what? And then like 2 hours later, like 9 p.m., we're laying in bed. He goes, frogs are so cool. They're like, fuck? And I was like, you kind of just like, you do that too. Like, you just spurt, you're like, I didn't know those things will start working on you. Like, you just like spurt things out. Like,
Ian, that was the weirdest moment in my life when I knew there was other stuff at Starbucks.
That's like, so embarrassing. I would be really embarrassed if I were you.
Remember when I did tell you when I woke Bridget up at 5 in the morning to show her a picture.
Yeah, you do that. Like, I mean, literally, I do it too, though. And you also do the thing where you answer questions from 5 hours ago.
Anyways.
5 hours later.
Bridget, if you're watching, do you remember when I woke you up at 5 in the morning to show you a picture of a Ford Escape? That's so embarrassing.
Like, you just thought of Ford Escape and you said...
No, it was the one I was getting.
Emmy was getting a Ford Escape.
A 2005 used Ford Escape, and I was so excited because it was my first car. And I was like, this is the coolest day ever. I literally was, like, spending all... woke up at 5 in the morning, even...
Like, it was Christmas.
Well, all the time. Like, I was woken up really early. But Bridget is, like, sleeps in, whatever. But I was sitting there staring at the interior of a 2005 Ford Escape, and I was like, this shit is crazy. And I woke her up and I said, fuck. She said, what the fuck? Look at this. Look. Me and Bridget used to take straws and suck up each other's arm hair.
I mean, what are you saying?
That's dirty.
This is memory lane.
I haven't seen The Wizard of Oz.
You haven't seen The Wizard of Oz? It's a classic.
Classic. I've seen a form of The Wizard of Oz.
The Wiz?
No, the one you made me watch in the parking lot when we were waiting for Josiah.
One time, did you guys know, fun fact, there is a porn parody of almost every movie, and we were sitting in a parking lot waiting for our negative, we were waiting for our COVID results, because it was last year, we were visiting our friend Josiah, and he was like, okay, yeah, like, let's all meet up, but, like, let's just all get tested, and we were like, yeah, sure, whatever, so we get a COVID test, we're waiting in the parking lot, and I'm like, Emmy, there is a Wizard of Oz porn.
I said, we don't need to.
And I said, Emmy, there is a Wizard of Oz
porn. I thought he was going to show me a clip. He put the whole thing on.
It was an hour and a half.
And then my car so hard it made me fall.
Emmy was asleep. No, we were just taking a nap, and I was like, let's relax and watch a movie. And I was like, porn Wizard of Oz. It's an hour and a half long. There's like 7 original songs that they wrote just for the porn version. It's amazing. Actually, it was like almost impossible to watch. Like, I think I like looked at the screen for like 5 seconds. Like, and then Emmy fell asleep, and then I brake checked and made her like fall into her dashboard, and it was really funny.
What are you even? I'm getting at? The audio up.
Emmy, I already know what you're doing.
Righty, we're gonna try to do it with a straight face. Put your hand down.
Emmy, if you guys don't know, there's this thing on TikTok where it's like an audio, and it's like, oh no, my table.
Our table, it's broken.
And apparently you can't do it with a straight face. And Emmy was trying to do it in the car.
I was practicing.
Okay, show us. Well, I'm sure the audio listeners are gonna love this.
You have to watch Friday.
Oh no! There. Our table! It's broken!
I didn't laugh. You try.
You're supposed to keep a straight face.
Okay.
You're so bad at this. You? Wait, I want to try. I was doing so good. Wait, give me one more time.
Okay.
This is gonna end us doing this for 45 more minutes and no one going home.
Stop!
I mean,
wait,
your chin
wait.
Goes like flat. You go.
Stop! It's where the laugh goes. It goes like,
let's do it together. Pretend we're on America's Got Idol. With the stars. America's Got Idol with the stars. Go!
Oh no! There. Our table! It's broken!
I did so good. I did so good. No one was watching me. No, you fucking were. One more time, and then let's stop this, because the audio listeners have turned it off. I did so good.
Me too.
Why is that so funny?
What else do you have written down?
Here, I'm going to read the list. This is what I write.
This is what me and Emmy do before the podcast.
Ayahuasca, broken phone, Adderall, dancing with the stars, answer door naked, ripped undies, Apple store, oh no, our table, yes, broken. Baton lessons. Do I look like Cody Ko? Pitch Perfect, Underground Rebel Wilson.
Mine is Netflix fucking wait. Why is everyone bullying people for being happy? I saw this TikTok of this girl being like, I had a great week. And the comments were like, I want to die every day of the week.
I don't give a fuck.
I cannot believe there are people that don't want to die every single second of the day. This is so corny. This is so, like, sorry that you're miserable. That's how I feel about Emma Mae Jenkins. She's this really religious girl. She's like, I start my morning dancing in my room with Jesus. And she's like, before my little feet touch the ground, I pray to God. And everyone's like, she's brainwashed. If that's what brainwashing is, sign me the fuck up, because she looks so happy.
She's smiling all the time.
She is going to be happier. She's happier than every single one of you that's making fun of her. She's happier than me. She's happier than you. She's happier than all of us. Emma Mae Jenkins is... Do you know who that is?
No.
She's like this really religious girl. I have to like show you her. Everyone always hates on her, and she's like... They're like, she's crazy. But like, if she's happy... And I know that bitch is happy. Sorry, yeah. You're not a bitch, Emma Mae Jenkins. I actually love you.
Unless I want to be as happy as her.
I would do anything to be as happy as her. That's the thing. Like, if sorry.
I want to lick a frog and get fucked. Sorry.
No. If you're, like, depressed and see people being happy, you shouldn't be like, that's corny.
Just be quietly depressed.
Just be jealous and depressed. No. I don't have any room to talk. Like, I literally can't get out of that. I fucking hate
TikTok comments, because it's like... I don't see one video that's about someone, like, dumping their issues. Like, I posted a video of my fucking dog, and somebody commented, oh, my dog just died. Your dog's gonna die one day. What the fuck, bitch? Like, shut the fuck. I don't give a shit. Stop. Like, why do people do that? If you are depressed, I'm sorry, but what do you want me to do?
Yeah, that's how I feel about a lot of things with TikTok comments.
It's literally like, oh, my fucking dad hates me. Okay, well, their dad loves them, so watch it and be jealous. What? Like, why are you commenting that? Like, it's like you'll see a video of, like, a dad and a daughter spending a day together.
Oh, and it's like, literally hope that, like, you fucking die. And it's
no,
like,
it's not even that. It's like, a dad and a daughter will do something, like, cute. Like, oh, me and my dad went and got lunch. And the comments are like, my dad left me. My dad hates me. I wish I had this relationship. Why can't you just say it's fucking cute? Shut the fuck up. That sucks for you. Yeah, I'm sorry, but, like, shut up.
It's not even, like, them being, like, oh, it's them, like, trying to go out of the way to be, like, you shouldn't be happy because X, Y, and Z. If it was just, like, them being, like, oh, this is cute, like, wish I had that.
But
that's still annoying.
You don't even need to do that.
Yeah, but, like, I get it, but it's still, like, they go too far.
Yeah, it's, never mind.
I get it, though. It's so annoying. TikTok always does that. Or it's, like, I don't know. I'm a firm believer that... No one, even, like, influencers, actually, no, I'll say it. I feel like no one on the internet owes you anything. No one, even though, like, I don't know, no influencer should actually be an influence to you.
Yeah.
Be a fucking human and talk to people that are in your real life. Those people don't exist, and so many of them are just assholes anyways.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. I don't think influencers have that many responsibilities like people say they do. What do you think? Like, I don't think that, like... I don't think someone with followers... It defaults them to having to be a role model.
Yeah. Like...
Right?
I don't think that. Like, a lot of these people didn't ask you to follow them. You just did.
Yeah, and it's like...
Like, sorry, the funny 15-year-old that you follow... Why do you think they're gonna be, like...
Yeah, sorry.
Aware of anything happening?
And it's like,
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Especially when it's like... A 15-year-old, like, drinking. It's like, okay, they're 15, bitch. And it's always people who are, like, fucking 19, 20 that have the most opinion about it.
Also, just, like, when I was 15, I don't know what the fuck was going on. What did I say? What were my thoughts? Like, What I also, was my, like...
I also didn't give a fuck. Like, literally, I remember being, like, 14, obsessed with One Direction, and, like, Louis would smoke a cigarette, and everybody would be like, no, no! Well, and I would be like, I don't care.
I definitely do that, but it's because of... But, yeah. Make sure it doesn't
No, but
that.
I, like, even if they were... I don't know. I
thought it was the end of the world. I'm like, he's gonna die.
He's dead. No, I just, like, even when I really looked up to people, I didn't, like... take it on a level where, like, they're my savior, they have to be perfect. And some of you bitches do. You little 15-year-old bitches listening to this podcast, gotta grab...
Well, I'm not referring to 15-year-olds. No, I'm just kidding. I was 15, I was like, Lou Tomlinson is the perfect person. And if he does anything wrong, I should die. But, no, like...
See, I just never, like... I cared about... I, like, really idolized people, but once they did something bad, I either was just like, oh...
Well, yeah, I mean, I did that, but I still was like, holy shit. Louis Tomlinson's 25 and drinking.
Like, he's 27 and he's going out for a night. Like what the fuck? It's going to be the end of the world.
No, yeah. But just, like, I don't know. People expect things from such young people that didn't ask for the platform. And it's like, okay, you got it, but that doesn't mean that you should, like,
also like
prepare yourself for, like, mass amounts of hate and like
yeah well, also I don't know. Especially with like
any of you have younger siblings, like my 15-year-old sister doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, especially like people who are like comedian younger chill, like people on the internet, like are they gonna solve your depression on like a personal level? Like is it their job to like tell you what's right and wrong? Like girl, you have a parent that can do that for you in a lot most cases.
Therapy.
Yeah, girl, it's like, this 15-year-old shouldn't be the reason that you smoke or drink, but, like, who, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I, like, who gives a fuck?
I don't know.
I don't know.
A lot of people.
Well, a lot of people do care. You guys have to stop caring and stop treating them as your role models. Have, like, an Olympic player be your role model. That's probably better, right? They're good. They run real fast, and then you don't see them. I don't know anything about any Olympic players, but if they run fast,
Simone Biles.
You're my hero.
Gymnast. There's a Olympic gymnast on Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm voting for JoJo.
Do you think
JoJo
controversial?
JoJo doesn't do ballroom. If that's what you're gonna say. She was not trained in ballroom dancing, she was trained on Dance Moms.
I know, but I don't know.
A lot of them are dancers.
No, I don't really actually care at the end of the day.
Vote for JoJo Siwa on Dancing with the
Stars.
Oh, still
vote for JoJo Siwa. But also, well, JoJo's just like a performer. She, like, dances, does it all.
She's Elton John.
She is.
I'm not kidding. I'm literally not kidding. When I say JoJo Siwa is Elton John, I'm not making it a joke. Look, my arms are crossed. I'm serious.
Elton John. Sorry, wait. I believe you. I agree, too.
She has Elton, that zhuzh.
Elton John with Peace and Love has rent due because I go to Twitter, and it's like Elton John featuring 100 Gecs. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You just told me Charlie Puth.
Yeah, it's like Rico Nasty and Elton John. I'm like, girl, take a nap. He literally does collabs with everyone.
He has a spending problem.
So he probably does have rent due.
No, I was watching a documentary on him. He said the only addiction he ever, like, could never get over was his spending addiction. That's great for me. Anyways. Yeah, he talked about, like, getting over his drug addiction, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, the only one I cannot get rid of is my spending problem.
That's why he's doing all these features. With Peace and Love and respect to Elton John, you've done amazing things. Yeah. But genuinely, girl, he has rent due because he's on everything.
I almost started seeing
Billy Joel. did you see that thing where if Elton John heard the Sign from Above remix, he would shart himself? He would have a shart attack. That remix album, Dawn of Chromatica by Lady Gaga, very good. Did you guys listen? Anyone here?
Yes.
You listen? What's your favorite? Mine is Fun Tonight, Pablo Vittar remix. That's my favorite.
Oh, I haven't heard the remix.
I'm not talking about Chromatica, girl. I'm talking about the remix album. Gianni, what's your favorite off the remix album?
I haven't listened enough to know.
Okay.
Like, you asked if I listened to it. Yes, I did. I've been listening to Lil Nas X and what?
No. I'm kidding.
And
trick
Casey
you.
Musgraves.
Casey Musgraves has an amazing new album.
Yeah.
It's good. I love it.
Listen to it now.
I watched like the movie like 10 times. I'm obsessed with it.
I think we talked about this last week.
I don't know, but
or
either way,
Jake,
we can talk about it again. I love it.
What's your favorite song on?
I like Montero. Good Wife. Oh, on Montero? I'm not sure. I've only like listened to it in like me doing Daisy Keats peach butt exercises and like not like
you should listen to it.
I have listened to it,
no,
but
you
like,
should like listen to
it. I know, so I have good. listened to all of it, but I cannot tell you a track name. He has a song with Elton John too, right?
Yeah, I think it's just Elton John's instrumentals or something. It's like it's he's not on it. Unless I missed it. I haven't really listened to that one.
It's him going, I'm Elton!
Elton!
No, Tales of Dominica, I think that's how you pronounce it. I love that one. I love, fucking... Brain Fart! I can't think of anything now.
Yeah, that's... You said
oh, Dead Right Now? Like, Tales of... is it the...
I don't know. I'm so bad with that. I'm doing this thing next...
Oh my god, Scoop!
School. I'm doing this thing next week and it involves like knowledge of something, and I'm really scared that the second the camera and lights are on me, I'm literally gonna be like, I have no idea, even though I like obviously know everything about what I'm doing, but I'm really like, I'm so scared of that. I'm terrified.
I got fart spray all over my hand.
You got fart spray? When is that released?
Am I allowed to talk about that?
I don't know. Did you sign an NDA?
I don't think so. I signed something.
Okay, well, was it an NDA?
I was on something, you'll see.
You were on something? What were you on?
A show.
Oh. I didn't know if
you
went to drugs.
Oh, you thought I was on drugs. No, I was on a show. I don't know if I can say what it is. But, anyways, there was fart spray for something in it, and I got it all over my hands and desk.
That's nasty, booze. It
smelled like... fart!
Have you ever had to sign something to get into a creator house?
Yeah, Hannah Stocking's birthday. And I didn't put my real name or address.
I had to sign. Me and Matt went to... Do you know what Swimply is?
No.
Yeah. Am I going to, like... Could I maybe potentially get a brand deal from these people? Should I bleep it out? Probably not. It's like a swimming pool fucking Airbnb.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay, so literally, there was this house called the Swimply House. And it was definitely, like, very fuckboy-y. And we show up and they're like, sign this. And I was like, okay, I did not read it. And they were like, when you're in the house, you need to post on your story. And post on your story, blah, blah, blah.
What?
So we get in. Yeah. Like, in order to, like, go to this pool party, they had to, like, I had to post on my story. And so I walk in, and, like, there's this guy, he's like, hey, man, like, have you posted on your story? Like, just do that real quick. And then he walked away, and he, like, do another round.
What?
And he's like, hey, here. And I don't know why I went. I was so hungover. It was, like, 100 degrees outside. I was sweating so bad. Everyone there, like, it was one of those things where, like, you get invited to, like, a quote-unquote, like, influencer thing. Mm-hmm. And then, like, everyone's like, I don't want to be here. It's, like, during the day after a fucking Saturday. Like, no one's having fun. Like, there's alcohol, but no one's even touching it because, like, everyone just, like, partied last night. I'm like, I saw all of you people last night. And now it's, like, everyone just sitting there, like.
Would you ever dye your hair pink?
No.
It would look cool.
That's a girl's color. What's wrong, Emmy?
I was gonna say what concert I convinced you to go to.
Oh, yeah. Me and Emmy had to go.
I convinced Ian to go to a concert I never thought I would see Ian at.
We have to wear disguises.
Yeah, it was humiliating.
It was really fucking embarrassing.
I had to go, though, for my 17-year-old self.
It was so humiliating.
Well, actually, I only was humiliated in case somebody was like, why the fuck are you dressed
someone
like that?
Someone recognized us, but they didn't, like, say. They were like, Ian... We also, like, Photoshop is a big stretch. I edited our tickets on Instagram, like, and just used that thing and, like, sat down and, like, moved closer. And this old couple was like, I was like, I want a contest on Twitter. And then I sat down. And then by the time, like, the show started, Emmy, hello.
We got four songs in.
We were so close, like right behind, like, the general admission. And then, which was, like, it was, like, a smaller, like, curved-out
pit. It was, like,
an
orchestra
pit. Yeah. And this guy just came with, like, a physical ticket, and me and Emmy just went.
Ian was, like, trying to play it off, and I was, like, just go.
I was, like, should I fight this? And then he literally was, like, and showed the physical ticket, and I was, like, yes, sir. And I just took my little bag, and we walked all the way back up the stairs to the cheap seats. It was a lot. Okay, well, we've been filming for 1 hour and 3 minutes.
No.
Yes, we have.
Are you kidding?
I am so funny. Should we end it? What else is there to talk about?
End
I want
what?
Food.
End it.
Should we end
go
it?
Party City.
Oh no!
No!
Okay, guys, thank you. It's right next door.
Yeah, that's not. I said, can we go?
Wait, no, because I have to go to Trader Joe's and get groceries.
Not for 5 seconds, we can't.
Like,
please.
Trader Joe's closes at 9, Emmy.
Please.
Do you want to come with me and my boyfriend?
I want to go to Party City. Please, for like 5 minutes.
But let's do this off the air. Yeah, we can go to Party City as well. I love going to Party City and seeing the scary girl. You press on the button, she goes,
can I go to Trader Joe's?
Yeah. Okay, guys, bye. Watch this. Bye. Rate us 5 stars. You can listen to it every single Wednesday.
Wait, did you hear the new deal?
What?
Rate us 5 stars, you get a Chipotle for free for the rest of your life card.
Really?
Yeah, in the mail. They know your address.
You just have to do it?
If you rate it 5 stars, you get a Chipotle free card and a car.
Which car?
Honda Civic.
Thank you guys for watching. You can listen to this podcast. Bye. Girl, do not turn that camera off. Bye. You can listen to the podcast every single Wednesday.
Bye.
And where can they watch it?
Every single Friday.
On our YouTube channel. Follow me on Instagram.
Follow me. Me and Ian are having a competition.
No, because you're going to win.
Whoever wins gets $40.
No. What's the competition for?
They're going to have to figure that one out.
You guys have to go and scroll through this video. There's actually been something flashing behind us randomly, and if you find it, you're
Ian
the lucky winner.
Give away $100.
We're doing a cash prize Venmo giveaway.
All you have to do is leave a review on Apple about your favorite memory with your mom. Or dad, or guardian. Leave a comment about your favorite.
Or guardian angel.
Leave a comment about your
Leave a comment
if
about
you're watching on YouTube. Leave a comment about your favorite cookie. If you don't like cookies, leave a comment about your favorite type of nature scene.
And if you don't like a nature scene, leave a comment of the first time that you ever watched a movie.
And if you're on Apple listening, leave a review of what's your last name.
Okay, guys, bye.
Emmy and Ian need help. They're on their way.
On their way.
Here to slay, but they need some help. They need some help.